What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Tobacco Road. How you guys doing?
Amazing. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
absolutely. So before we really jump into anything, can you guys kind of let us know what you guys have been up to lately? I believe you guys have been hitting some shows with Flatland too, I saw, which we'll hit on. Just kind of let us know what you guys have been up to.
The past couple weeks we've been out on the road. We did two support shows with Flatland, which was like crazy. It was so fun. They were so good to us every day, which is great. The week before that, we were down in Charleston. We were drawing for a little bit. And yeah, we've just kind of been like on and off the road since the beginning of this year. We went on our first like headline tour, long time tour from like January through the end of March, going from New York all the way to Boise, Idaho. And so that was super fun. Definitely got to chase the life out on the road. And it's been great so far. So we're kind of in the middle of, or we just started releasing our first album and one single out, another coming next project. So yeah, we got a lot
happening. Awesome.
Yeah, right on. And we're going to dive into that single here in a bit. And but before we do that, kind of give us, those who aren't too familiar with you guys. I know there's a lot of you, so I don't know exactly where you all are from. Maybe you're from the same place, maybe not. Can you kind of give us in a nutshell how you guys came together and like where the scene, how the scene was, where you guys came from and everything like that?
For sure. Yeah, so maybe we can just introduce ourselves real quick. But I'm Annabelle. Yeah. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I'm the singer.
I'm Maddie. I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, and I play the drums.
TJ, I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. I play bass.
I'm raised in Statesville, North Carolina, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm heading from my Bronx, that is Louisiana. No, what are we doing?
Yeah, so,
right on.
So yeah, we're a five-piece band. We mostly met, most of us are from North Carolina, as you can see, except for me and Kate, but we all kind of met mostly, so this trio right here, Maddie and Briggs were in a band together at college, and North Carolina, we would break up to each other. And they were in that little band, and then we were, and then I met Briggs with the same school, kind of sitting here and there, and we had like a couple little singles that he did on his being so project. And then he went to Nashville, we found TJ here, and Maggie and I moved a little bit after him. And so Rick was kind of like the founder, I feel like, in a way. Just like kind of like brought us all together, was the glue in a way. Aiden and Brick are cousins. And so we all played a show. I think we played our first show together. All together, yeah. Yeah, so. And then I'm Rick kind of stuck.
Well, yeah, so that's awesome. So like, do you guys all kind of have the same musical taste, like background, or is it a hodgepodge of different things? Did you guys click pretty well when you guys all kind of formed together as one?
Yeah, I'm from the hodgepodge.
Yeah, I would say like we all, there's a through line with all of us on segments that we like, and we all have different music tastes that we like go to for ourselves, which I think brings our sound, like grounds our sound all together too. Like I know like Hayden has like a very diverse taste of music, but like a lot of like older songs and like older, yeah, blues guitar stuff, and I feel like TJ and I can kind of like go to more of like an indie route we just don't listen to. Briggs loves Maggie Rogers. We all love Maggie Rogers.
We all love Maggie Rogers.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's I feel like it's some different dynamics. And you know, like I feel like we do have some more soul development and then some more like, you know, poppy melodies and stuff like that, and a lot of different kind of like dynamic harmonies and stuff. But they all kind of, it works together in a way that's nice.
Yeah. And I think like you kind of hit it on the head there with like the different kinds of sounds all mixed together, and it to me reminds, if we have to compare it to another band, I got immediate Tedeschi Trucks vibes off you guys. Like the bluesy soulful like rock and roll kind of thing, and And I guess this is another kind of cliche question, but like how would you describe your sound? Like, if you had to, obviously, like, nowadays genres don't really matter. Everyone plays what the hell they want to play, and you don't really want to be cornered into to a box, you know, and be labeled one thing. So how would you guys, if you really had to, describe the sound and the style that you guys are a part of?
I guess I would say blues rock, but yeah, I don't know if that can blues
rock. I know.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, the word like that comes to my mind is like eclectic. Like, I feel like it pulls from like a lot of different things. And like, yeah, I don't have that blues rock influence, but like,
there's a lot of like full rock and like indie folk.
Yeah.
So. You can put like four words in there, though. Or,
yeah.
I feel like it's like kind of indie blues slash full rock.
I think, like, it goes through all.
It's a little psychedelic at times, too.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all really, like, song-centered. So, like, for us, as long as the song, like, really speaks to us, so, like, it's good enough to put out there. Like, it doesn't have to fit a lot. It doesn't stick out easily. So,
yeah.
That's kind of, like, our biggest thing. It's, like, definitely song. Say what we want to say and, like, sound with our standard stuff.
Right. Yeah. And before we go into like your guys' like creative process and stuff like that, you guys are all based in Nashville, right?
Yes, we are.
So can you guys kind of give me a kind of a glimpse at, I'm from Cincinnati. I'm 5 hours north. So I get down there once in a while, but how would you guys kind of describe the community or the scene there? Because I mean, when people think of Nashville that aren't from Nashville, it's like, they think country music, period. I, you know, that's what I thought of growing up. But when I go down there, it's the rock scene, the hip-hop scene, everything. Like, it's a huge umbrella. So how would you guys kind of describe, like, finding your audience down there and like, really clicking into the community? Was it kind of difficult at first? Was it kind of easy? How'd that all go for you guys?
Honestly, I can kind of say, I feel like, when I moved here, I kind of didn't have too many expectations. I was just like, this is going to be great. I'll just see what happens, go learn, whatever. But I was expecting it to be like a lot more country center. And it definitely has like the traditional like label system and like kind of like the fabric of Nashville is based on that kind of like commercial country music. But I feel like it's there, like a lot of writers around, you know, there's that whole world happening here, but there's also a whole world, like you said, like outside of it. Like, I feel like we go to East Nashville, most of us, and we're constantly around like indie pop artists, you know, like I feel like folk artists, singer songwriters, have lots of rock music, a lot of like outlaw kind of rock, Americana rock, you know, stuff. So I feel like it's been pretty easy. And I also think like it's a very, very collaborative town. I thought it would be a little more competitive, like, you know, you can't feel like you're like bumping into other people, but I feel like very much like see some guy at the bar, it's like, oh, let's go write together or something. Or, you know, it's like everybody wants to be a part of everybody else's stuff and support each other. So I feel like that's kind of our experience. Again, not really competing with the whole like commercial country model as much. So,
yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. I didn't cut you off.
I feel like we've been lucky in the way that we've met a lot of people that we can collaborate with and that's supported us, as Annabelle said. And I do know for a fact, that's not okay for people. Like, there's a lot of artists that we know personally, or we just hear stories about that, you know, you move to Nashville and it's just like, feels like everybody's out to hit you, not supporting you, you can't really pay your own way. And we really have been lucky with the people that we've met that have supported us and not just get to where we are now. But also, I think it just takes like being able to make friends. Like, that's what I'm gonna have. As long as you can get around
first, honestly, yeah.
Then people, you know, it's like, it's not like, oh, this is like the old time, like, best songwriter, but they suck. Like, if that's the case, you are coming along with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and that is kind of what I hear a lot, is that, like, I mean, you gotta just find people that have the same, you know, goals as you, I guess you could say, or same, like, vibe. Like, that's really the key to it, because I mean, like, networking and stuff is such like a big deal. I and you don't really see that until you get there. And I don't know, it's kind of crazy. Like I said, I'm not from there. So like when I go down, like you said, you're in East Nash, right? Mm. Which I love that part of Nashville. I had to throw that in there. I've only since the last time I was there is when I ventured into East Nash. I'm like, all right, this is my favorite area, you know? Like, it's its own little bubble, and it's pretty sweet. But
yep, the Shulman's.
What's that?
Have you ever been to Shulman?
No. I've been to
East Nashville. You gotta go there.
Okay, I definitely will. Because that's where, like, Skinny Dennis is and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's the shit. But anyway, let's talk a bit about, like, your guys' like actual creative process and stuff. And like you guys said earlier, like, you can't really pin down what your sound and your style is. So I'd imagine, which is great, and I'd imagine that you guys probably experiment a lot when you write, like, with different sounds, and like maybe like when you record, like do you find that to be true, and if so, like, when is that kind of natural for you guys? Like, has it always been that way, like free-flowing kind of thoughts, or is it something that you had to really learn to do and like really like work to branch out and try different kinds of things? Like how'd you guys navigate that?
Good question. Yeah, I feel like our first EP kind of was like stuff, at least a few of the songs are now, songwriting stuff that we brought up like before the band has even started. So we were just like throwing stuff on the wall and kind of like trying to make it like to the vibe stuff. I think this first album that we're putting out is really, it feels like the first like band's like cool project. It's, I think it's the first time we went to a studio for two separate weeks at a time, recorded this like album. It was really cool because like at least for me, like personally, I'm never gonna have to be like, well, what's like our sound might be? What are we gonna like? How are we gonna make kind of all this come together? And it's like, once you do it, that just becomes your sound, you know. So it's, I think it, yeah, that was refreshing. It's like you don't have to try to like fit into something. It's just like once you do it and you create it, then like that is kind of people want like what kind of sound you have. So it was very like, I don't know, peace of mind type of thing to get into the studio, like having spent songs that we all like adore now, realize that like we don't have to put like a name on it or anything like that, but we could really kind of just let our taste and preferences flow and just kind of allow them to kind of do where they may.
Yeah, and
I feel
go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
I was gonna say, I feel like when we're practicing and writing the song too, like you were saying, after the creative sound, I feel like it really is like most of the time with our creative process so far, we haven't really been like, so far when we've been writing, most of the time it'll come from like one or two people like start something kind of, and then we like expand on that all as a group. We haven't really so far been like from scratch, like start, you know, first note or whatever, doing the whole song on our, like all five of us yet. But I feel like, oh, because it comes from a little bit like a set of stuff underneath, so kind of like, you know, like getting on that little part of yourself that maybe likes like now in shifts, like the way you do this, or like some big PDO skits or something, you know, like and then we'll get in. It's like, you know, he brings such an interesting like talk to it. I he just got all these great dynamics for you. You know, and so it's like it just kind of like comes, I feel like that's kind of like how by giving it out for yourself to like the whole group, it's kind of like instrument on that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And like kind of going off that, because it sounds like you don't really have like a real formula. And that's like the beautiful thing about when you create music. And I'd imagine like when you write, especially like if you think back to when you started to write, like just like with anything, when you start up any kind of hobby or anything like that, it's like, here's the blueprint, here's the rules I got to follow kind of thing. And obviously, once you get more experience and once you get more comfortable with it, you just kind of do it how you want to do it. And what did you guys kind of find it that way? Like abandoning these like rules for songwriting, abandoning all these preconceived like things that you think you have to do, but you really don't. Is that kind of accurate?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. The first year I lived here, other than like right there, the cat actually was like the two other people used to work on me. And I know it personally, like just being like writer's rooms there and stuff. When I kind of moved to this part of town, these people joined me. Like, hey, this is actually the kind of like music and process that I always like better, because I don't have a that. I'm just kind of chasing what you think is cool. It's like, you look at the
not think of as much.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Well, I mean, a little bit, I guess, because I want to make music that I like when I was doing summer, but it's never like for the purpose of, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, we're going to do this, or we're going to in school part here, or I don't know, like, you know, the best that we need not, you kind of just follow the thread and just go for it. And it's cool because, yeah, I feel like that's really made the best work so far.
Gotcha. When you do write, then is there like, this is always one of my favorite questions to ask, is how do you know when a song is finished, when it, like when it's good to go? Like, do bells go off in your head? Is there like a thought that goes in your mind like, okay, this is good? I'd imagine it'd be kind of hard not to overdo a song, and also hard not to underdo, if that's even a word, a song. Is there ever like bells that go off? Is it kind of natural? How does that usually go for you guys?
That's a good question. I feel like every song that we have and even song that we put out, they're not dead.
Yeah.
They're still ever changing. They're still on a journey. You know, we play them live, and we might have played a song live 50 times, and then 50 times we're like, oh, wait, this is Eclipse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we change something up, and you know, it's recorded in a way. And I like to think of recordings as like a capture of that moment, and not like, you know, the song can continue to live on and change. But I think if you don't, like, if we would allow ourselves to get caught up and, you know, like, thinking about recordings that we've had in the past, it's like, oh, wait, the way that I'm playing it now, I like a lot better. And like, so we change it, we would never be putting this out, because we just be changing everything all the time.
For sure.
So you kind of just have to have peace with, like, you know, recording song where it is and being happy about that. And that's like its own beautiful thing. And it can live its own journey afterwards too.
Okay. So like, yeah, that's interesting, because like going off that, like, do you, when you do write, do you write with the live show in mind, I guess, if that makes any sense? Or it sounds,
yeah,
because like it sounds like kind of what you just said, like that is a moment in time. It's a cool way to look at it, really. Like, that, here's our recording, you know, here's that moment in time, but it branches out. That's a pretty cool way to look at it. It's like, that's why people love those jam bands and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I quite put us there, but like our most listened to song, second thought, it's like, it's hard for us to listen to the recording. Like, I love it, but it's one of my favorite songs to play. But over time, you know, like, we play it so differently live now. It's so much slower. It has just a different whole vibe feel. We ended up recording another version of that, and we're releasing it on the new album, which is awesome. Like, it just sounds totally different. But, you know, so that's a perfect example of that. And like, I also feel like as a band too, like, it is kind of a unique, I feel like, I mean, I know a ton of solo artists, and I've, like, personally, I love to write, like, kind of a different kind of music for my, like, on my own. That's, like, my own project, too, that I've been working on, like, a little bit. But it's, like, when I'm doing that, like, I'm thinking about the record a bit more, and, like, all the, like, I'm not really thinking about the live, but, like, as a group, like, we have such a capacity as the five of us to create for the live show, which is really cool. And so it's, like, of course, about the live show, because I feel like that's the most important thing always.
Yeah, and now that you brought up the live show, I've always thought that as a music fan and a listener, that the live show, to me at least, is like the most important part of the whole kit and caboodle. Like, that's how I like to discover bands. I love when you discover them live for the first time, and that's what keeps me coming back usually. So, like, speaking on the live show, and I've seen videos of you guys. I haven't seen you live yet, but the videos look great. Like, it's a total vibe when I see videos of you all playing live. I guess, can you kind of just describe, like, your live show, I guess, like the energy up there? It sounds like you guys really like to, like you said, like, explore your songs and, like, maybe go branch out in different ways. Can you kind of give us, just, if someone hasn't seen you guys yet, how would you describe your show?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot of energy, and it's a lot of just being in the moment. And I don't sound racist, but I feel like whenever we're performing, like, we kind of just create a good atmosphere, and it just feels like you're inviting, and, you know, I've been interacting with people that are in the first few rows, and, like, just having a good time, where you think they'll go just meet people
you know, feeling good about themselves and about, you know, the atmosphere that they're in.
I feel like one of our biggest mottos, or at least some of the whole thing, but it's like, take your own seriously about yourself. I did be like, I don't know, there's a lot of rock stars out there who like have pretty good games and have themselves like bigger than life. And I feel like our perspective on it is just like, we, I don't know, we love making music and we're about to show the people, and like, that's just like putting us in the destroyed. And so we want to be you and D-Pal for a show, we want to hang out with you afterwards. And, yeah, it's kind of like a very much like a family atmosphere. We kind of just hope that keeps growing with a new show.
Hell yeah. I love that. That's awesome. Just that's where you connect with the fans. So, like, you know, for a lot of people, that's like their first impression. So that's good to hear. But let's talk about your single that came out last month. Jesus, it's already almost July. That's crazy. But Back in My Groove, I loved it. It was great. Like I said earlier, like, it reminded me of like that Tedeschi Trucks. I sorry to keep comparing you guys, but it was like so. but I love it. And this is another cliche question, but was there any theme or story behind it? How'd you guys kind of churn that one out?
Yeah, so that one, Briggs and I actually wrote with a couple friends, kind of natural writers, Meg Cree and Ben Jammer. It's one of the Guards projects. But we wrote that with them, and we wrote one other song on the record with them. And that was one that kind of came together like when we were writing it, because it's a pretty short, punchy, like kind of powerful song and stuff. But the drums are like a huge part of that song. And like, I mean, I feel like the energy, the tap on. So I feel like that was the obviously came together, that band, the way it should have. But that one, I feel like it's just kind of like we sat down to write it. And I remember like, we were like, like, we don't need to like think about the lyrics or like tell like a magnificent story necessarily, but like, how can we just like make something that feels good and wants good energy and just to be like a power kind of thing, you know, and not think too hard about the words of that, because it's easy to do that sometimes. But yeah, it was just kind of like a powerful, fun kind of hits through the bass, and we really wanted to come out with first, you know, like, that's how it is, yeah, like, we're ready to hear it. So, and how excited we get along with the auditions and everything. So, yeah.
I feel like it was kind of like with that read later, whether it was like when we had it done, writing it. I just sick of the full band and then we went to the garage, like at this house, and I remember hearing the drums on. I was like, yeah, that's exactly what that needs.
The drums were like, so
yeah.
We only have
them. Yeah. The studio. I think it was a little bit of a song, just like a shred, feels good.
And I love that you say that, because like for me personally, and this is totally just me, but like, I gotta be honest, when it comes to music, for the most part, you know, aside from like the singer-songwriter stuff, like, I don't listen to the lyrics. I gotta be completely honest. It's like, it's all about the instrumental, like that instrumentation stuff, if it makes you feel good and puts you in a place like that. And that's exactly what it did. And I think that I get that from you guys. Of course, the lyrics are good, but like, I get that feeling, like the head bobbing, like that kind of feeling with you guys. And if there's anything, what do we got coming up? Is there anything you could tell us about, like, music coming down the pipe? Like what do we got to expect here?
We got, so next Friday, 26th, we got another single coming out. It's kind of totally different vibe in a good way. Like, I'm excited that these are the two first ones that come out. It's like, we think we're going one direction. It's like, hey, we're doing like 70s California, like soft rock, kind of like,
hell yeah.
Like, also, I'm excited. It's got like, you know, you'll hear a little Maddie Rogers about it.
Okay.
But no, it's like definitely very summery, kind of, there's acoustic on it, and there's like Doobie Brothers, like guitar stuff happening. It's really fun. It's fun. But we got that coming out next Friday. It's called Baby Goodbye. And then we're just going to keep releasing singles through, you know, off the album, at least through like November, and then Cedar Rapids, anything, but we'll have a soccer down here, 60s. And you're also going on tour with me. We're kind of technically on tour right now this summer, but we're going on a 3D, 2 3D, co-headlining, or co-headlining, but I don't know, geez, we're going to get called Forest Boulevard.
So we're just playing a lot of shows and dropping music. And
hell yeah.
We're going to be sweating the ball.
Right on. That's exciting. And before we go, let's close out with this question, because I always love this one too, is have you had like an oh shit moment yet? Like this is actually happening, like whether it's on stage, in the studio, like have you had a moment where you're like, oh wow, we're actually doing this. This is actually happening.
Yeah, I feel like in the last like month and a half, like I've been in Nashville for like 3.5, 4 years now. I've got the, you know, played my own project and played a few other projects and got playing in front of, you know, different crowd sizes and whatnot. And I think that it's been cool the past, you know, month and a half with really just every single room that we want to, no matter like how big it is, 1,000 or 200, like it's just rowdy and everybody's having a good time and it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's cool to just have the same reaction every place that you go. And, you know, it feels, I feel like a lot of that is because of the hours and all work that we put in. Like, it's nice to kind of see that all coming to fruition, for sure.
Yeah. Also, in like March, too, whenever we traveled like all the way to Paris, I know there was like endless hours in the van. It was like driving through West Texas for like, seems like 40 hours. Going to play a show in a city that we all have never been to before. And it feels pretty crazy that, like, my other friends are just working the 9-to-5 right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody's.
That's so. I remember having a moment in a while that was like a year ago where I was like, guys, like, nobody is paying you to do this. Like, literally, like, it's like nobody's making this five man and like just sweat for hours. It's like no AC garage. If they use it, like see, I don't know, like drive fixes and see like your spots and like, you know, but like I feel like that's in its way. It's almost like,
yeah. And we have like
we're so close and like it's just like how did we all end up in this situation? You know, it's because we all just like.
I would definitely say like the Platinum shows this past weekend were like that was a huge milestone for all of us playing from that big crowd with such a well established band.
Yeah,
like feeling like we like were worthy of doing that, you know, like it wasn't like a handing out. Like we're like, okay, yeah, we can get in front of 2,000 people and put on a show and they have a good time and like warm up the crowd actually for this like amazing band.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh yeah, that's awesome, guys, and I'm very, very excited to see what's to come from you guys. It's definitely been this year. Like you guys are one of the bands. Like I'm glad I discovered these guys. Like that you guys are one of them, and I'm very excited to see what's to come. Good luck on the road and everything. But also before we go again, where can people find you? Just Tobacco Road on everything, socials, website. Where can people find you?
So on Instagram and TikTok, there's a couple other little Tobacco Road, you know, there's other things you Tobacco Road out there.
Yeah.
You'll find them at us. It's going to be Tobacco Road that band. Just kidding. The other guys are close to it. Tobacco Road that band is our Instagram handle and stuff. And then Spotify, Tobacco Road, we got like a cool picture of us, just us five. Our website, The Man Tobacco Road.
That's where tickets are.
Tickets are there.
Yes, go so see a show.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Well, thank you guys for hopping on. This was a lot of fun. I'm glad we could finally make this work. No more van troubles, I hope, since the last time.
I mean, hope so. Definitely. Yeah.
I hope I didn't just jinx you. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood. But you guys make sure to check out Tobacco Road. Also, look up Raise Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Just Google us. We'll show up. We're on everything. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Tobacco Road, thanks for hopping on. Glad we could do this. It was a great talk. And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah. My boots look good on your bed. And I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Been turning
take you home now.